Please, please.
Would it be acceptable to say two rikats or say extra prayers for someone on a particular day rather than to pursue any other activity?
I think on a particular day is the central point to your question, perhaps. Because first to say two rakats of nawafil or this option prayer should not be in any way against the traditions of the Holy Prophet, because he has been saying as many as possible, and nawafil are a part of the injunctions of the Holy Quran. So to pray for someone specially and say two rakat of nawafil is in spirit, in the spirit of Islam, and lies within the instructions of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But now the difficult part comes of choosing one particular day. So before I answer this, I should like to inquire about what sort of day you have in mind.
Well, I'm wondering, I appreciate what you've just said.
Yes.
I'm wondering if it would be acceptable if those two rikats were said, if people were used to celebrating birthdays. One way of breaking people of this habit would be maybe to suggest something better by offering these two.
Of course there's no harm. I don't see any harm. I think it's a very wonderful suggestion. It's a very useful suggestion to tell them to spend their time in a better way.
So if it's possible, they can speak a bit more. Maximum input I've got, but they are speaking very low.
Of course I would, but it's a habit of people to speak in a certain tone and volume of voice. You can't change it. Bring these closer, these microphones. They request you to speak a bit louder than your normal practice, please. So you are suggesting that if, for instance, we tell people, instead of holding meaningless birthday parties, to tell the boy or the girl who is born on that day to have special nawafil, and for the family members also to celebrate in this sense, to pray specially for that person who is born on that day by praying to Allah more than in ordinary days. I don't see any harm in that at all. I think it's quite useful, quite a wise